Masechet Berachot Perek Vav Mishnah Dalet. This Mishnah is going to talk about a scenario where somebody has several different fruits in front of him, all the same beracha, for example, ha'etz. And he says one beracha to cover all the different fruits in front of him. Question becomes, what does he say that beracha on? Which fruit does he hold and say the beracha on? And the answer would be the most important fruit amongst the variety in front of him. The most important. The Mishnah is going to have a disagreement on how most important is decided. The Mishnah says, Hayu lefanav minim harbe. If a person has several types of foods in front of him, Rabbi Yehuda omer, im yesh benehem mimin shiv'a mevarech alav. Rabbi Yehuda says, if one of those fruits in front of him is mimin shiv'a, is one of the fruits that Eretz Yisrael is blessed with. For example, chita seora gefen te'ena, rimon zet shemen udvash. If he has in front of him wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, zet shemen, and dvash. Dvash over here is dates. If he has one of those in front of him, he says the beracha on that. Israel was praised with that, so this is given a certain hashivut automatically. V'hachamim omrim mevarech al eze mehen sheirtze. Hachamim disagree. The sages say no. It's whatever he wants, whatever he likes. If he likes something best, he says that on that, even though he has a fruit from Israel in front of him. For example, if a person loves apples, his favorite fruit is an apple, and he has an apple and a date in front of him, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he would have to say the beracha on the dates because Eretz Yisrael was blessed with the dates. But Hachamim would say no. The person enjoys apples more, so he would have a better beracha by saying it on the apple. There would be, of course, no disagreement in a scenario where a person likes all the fruits on the plate equally. We would follow the opinion over there that said you automatically choose the one that comes from Eretz Yisrael. You choose the date over there, even though you have an apple on your plate, if you like the apple and the date equally. There'd be no disagreement in that scenario. This becomes a halacha question on Rosh Hashanah night, when we have the apple and we have the date. Question becomes, what do we do first? Do we do the ha'etz on the apple, or do we do the ha'etz on the dates that we have on Rosh Hashanah? Halachically, unless a person loves apples and it's his favorite item over there, halachically a person would have to say the beracha on the date first. The ha'etz has to go on the date and would cover the apple that would happen later on. And that's the opinion of Hacham Avadya Yosef. He says that you have to say the beracha on the date because that's from Israel. While some mekubalim, some Kabbalists say no, the beracha would go over here on the apple because the apple represents the hakal tapuhin kadeshin, the Kabbalistic term that refers to the Shekhinah. So therefore, you'd have to say the beracha on the apple first. But technically speaking, it would seem to be that those mekubalim are going against this Mishnah.